Tonight's special night. We serve meals every day, but the week before Thanksgiving is a special day because Cardinals come down. And it's a real treat for everybody, so we really look forward to it.
Well, you know, it's humbling, number one. And you understand that, you know, everybody's close to the brink. You know, and when you go through tough economic times, some people need help. And they need a warm place to stay and a warm meal. And it's special to be able to come and provide that for them.
I always feel when you come out and do something like this in the community, I always feel like I get more out of it than I'm actually giving. And, you know, it's humbling to be around people who are down on their luck. And, you know, they're so grateful for us being here. And I'm so, you know, humbled by their situation and how they're fighting through some difficult times in their lives right now.
My wife and I enjoy coming out here and meeting these people. And, you know, they going through some hard times, I guess. And, you know, if they can have a good meal and maybe not think about some of the stuff they're going through for a little while, it's worth our time.
You know, you smell the turkey and the dressing and the pumpkin pie, and you can, you know, the holidays are right here, so it's great.
I think it's an honor to be able to come and serve people, and when you're blessed, it's good to be able to help out and to give back and just to talk to people. And if you can put a smile on their face when they're going through, you know, a difficult time, you know, that's very worthwhile.
In the other room when I came in, I just basically gave them my testimony. I told them that I told them about a lot of what my parents do in Nigeria. Every summer they go back and give medical care to people that are in way worse conditions than even they are, you know. And we look at some of the people here, and it's like some of the people that are homeless or jobless. But we go to Nigeria, see people that are way worse. So I reminded them that, hey, it could be worse, but also that there's hope.
It's the coolest thing to be here because I don't have nothing to do mostly at home, just watch TV and all that. So it's my second time here, and I just like being here.
Out of this, I get a chance to basically interact with people and show people that we care. You know, I got a chance to talk with Robert, who we just talked to, and just hear about his story and how a lot of times kids that age will get into trouble, but instead he can come here and have a great meal and see people care for him.
I think it lifted their spirits. You know, there were a lot of people that said that they appreciated us being here and taking time to come down and be here, and it was important to them that we just showed up. And so for many, they were happy to get a hat or, you know, an autograph and things like that. You know, a lot of the kids, we got a chance to interact with the kids, and especially the players. The players and cheerleaders have been terrific today. They've been able to interact with a lot of people and really lift their spirits.
We're talking a little about football. They asked me why I missed a couple kicks. They, you know, talked about their circumstances, you know, how they ended up here, how grateful they were for the, you know, the mission here. And, you know, it's neat to hear people's stories. And, you know, sometimes they just want somebody to be able to share those stories with.
We feel very blessed to be in the NFL and get to do the things we do and get be rewarded for it. And, you know, if this is a little something we can do to help out, and we'll do it every year.
And these folks down here, I think, you know, they're working hard through some challenges in their life. And hopefully we were able to make their day a little bit better, wish them happy holidays and happy Thanksgiving, and give back a little bit.